237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. A happy Friday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about absolutely anything that might be on your mind, whether it be personal issue, political stuff. Anything goes.
It's your show.
Control the show. No other show is like this in radio, in talk radio. They give you maybe an hour a week sometimes. So on some shows where the host isn't too full of himself. Oh, it's a free call hour now. You can call in a call about anything. Of course, we heard a few days ago that that's not entirely true either sometimes.
Not always.
So we're trying to take the deception out of the radio industry, I think, is kind of one of the alternate goals on this show. Try to make radio a little bit more honest. Because, honestly, it's a pretty dishonest business.
You think so? I mean, like...
I'm not talking about all of the aspects of it. I just mean on how radio stations represent themselves to listeners sometimes.
It's
especially music stations.
It's entertainment.
Well, that's true.
And who would want to listen to a radio station that says, we play all the music that we think is best for you to listen to, and you don't get any input at all?
Well, nobody really would want to hear that.
No.
I guess.
Most of our lines are set on hold all the time.
I guess that's why I'm not a program director for a music radio station, because I just couldn't handle lying to people so much. That's why I got out of music. One of the reasons I got out of music radio, besides the fact that it was so boring playing the same songs over again. But I also didn't like lying to my listeners. I just didn't like that, the way it made me feel.
You just got lucky because your station changed format.
That was a stroke of good fortune, wasn't it? 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, the show about you, anything goes. If you're just joining us, we certainly welcome you to the program, and we want you to be a part of it. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com and online at freetalklive.com. Not only do you get archives, the last 6 days worth of the show, you can actually listen to them for free online. Download them. Keep them if you want. Give them to your friends. We won't charge you for them.
They're free. It's freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com. Also there, the bulletin board system with over 180 users, around 1,300 posts free to look at, and the chat room. There's people hanging out in there. It's a little slow in the chat room tonight, but if you join in, maybe it'll pick up. All there free at freetalklive.com. So, coming up tonight, we got a lot to talk about, and we've hardly had a chance to get through any of it because we've been delving into these emails here. But we're going to talk about the Ukraine. We're going to talk about, you said you got something about marijuana.
The medical marijuana has been legalized in another state.
Mm.
I've got a story on the creation of human-animal hybrids.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to hear
very
about
interesting
that.
Stuff.
Hold on. If we don't get to that one tonight, hold that one.
I've got them all saved.
Yeah.
And in California, there's new legislation that require parental consent for the use of tanning beds.
And you mentioned marijuana. Speaking of prohibition, what do you think has shown up on the old black market now? You won't believe it. The flu vaccine. Black marketed now. That's on the way. Plus, the TSA getting a little bit more touchy and feely at the airports. That might disturb you a little bit. And, of course, a big, big round of applause for the people who actually care about the way their government is being run over in the Ukraine. Those people are just doing some amazing things over there. We'll touch on that. But we're in the middle here of this email from Terry, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. We're about half of the way through, and he's concerned with the fact that we've advocated opening the borders on this show, and we'll continue to advocate opening the borders because it's supposed to be a free country, and everyone's supposed to be able to come here and have a shot at the American dream. Now, as you mentioned, Manwich, there's a few things that need to be done first, or rather simultaneously with opening the borders.
You're going to need to get rid of all the socialized welfare, and you're going to have to do something about the police, you know, America policing the rest of the world. When you police,
that's real simple.
Some people don't like it.
Yeah, it's real simple. You say do something. All you have to do is bring our troops home. That's it. Close the bases. Maybe sell, give them away to Germany or something like, or all the countries that they're in. What do we have? 700 bases worldwide.
I can
over 135 countries or something like that.
I think it's 129.
Ah, who's counting?
Yeah, whatever.
Nonetheless, if we just got out, our problems would drastically lessen, almost immediately. Anyway, so that's all got to be done. Then we can open the borders, and anybody coming here will be coming here, for the most part, to help themselves. And when they want to help themselves, that means they need to buy goods and services. And this guy's concerned that if all these illegals come in, all these people come into this country, they're just going to snatch up all the jobs. See, the problem is, Terry, you don't have a grasp on economics. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news for you here, buddy, but the supply of jobs is not finite. Just like liberals, they don't get it. The supply of money does not... The amount of money out there is not finite either. The amount of wealth is not finite. You can't just divide up the wealth pie and give it out to people. If we had a free,
you mean
nation,
socialists rather than liberals.
You know, socialists.
Alex,
excuse me.
I hate the term
thank
liberal
you,
and conservative.
Thank you. Thank you for holding my feet to the flame on that. Socialists out there, you're dividing this pie up, and by doing that, you're giving us all less of the pie in the first place. If we had freedom, the pie would continue to grow and grow and grow, and people would become more wealthy. That's why today, in 2004, we have cars all over the place. We have air conditioning in most of the homes in the South. We have all kinds of wonderful things that make our lives better. Man, what, you're sitting there with a laptop in front of you. We've got running electricity to run our light bulbs. We've got water flowing into our houses. I mean, these are amazing things. If it was 1904, and we had next morning we woke up and we had all these things that we have today, we would just not know what to do. We wouldn't know how to absorb it all. It'd be the old fish out of water thing, like Encino Man, you know, like in all those movies.
All these things we can thank capitalism for.
Yes, we can thank the free market for it. If you want to put a nicer term on that, call that the free market, because capitalism can exist in the free market, but so can socialism. I mean, if you want to go and join a commune, you can be free to do that. Of course, it probably won't work out very well, as most of them don't. I think it's just a fundamental misunderstanding of economics. And you know what, Terry, I'm not blaming you for it. You probably went to government school. Continuing his email, he says, many good people that I know have been told their jobs are gone, only to find that they cannot find work. Well, as you pointed out, Manwich, they're not trying very hard, are they?
Well, you know, you can find work. I've been out of work, too, and I've driven a taxi in order to make money.
Well, it's just that some of these people feel like they're above certain jobs. Well, let everyone else in to have those jobs, then. Because not everybody wants to, you know, pick celery or clean houses or do landscaping. You know, not everyone wants to lay brick. Thank goodness we're not doing that, huh, Manwich?
Thank goodness the people from south of the border are coming in and doing that.
Exactly. I, for one, do not have a problem with legal aliens coming here to help build this country.
You know, that's such a crock.
It's a cop-out.
The reason is, I'm not saying that legal and illegal, but the fact is the government's made it so much more difficult than 100 years ago to get in this country. Of course it's illegal. It's a heck of a lot easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb the mountain of paperwork that it takes to be a person who gets in this country illegally. Some countries are completely barred.
How is it that you can say that the bureaucrats in Washington, they know? Because there's a specific number. There's a cap on the amount of legals that we can have every year in this country. How is it that some bureaucrat in Washington who went to government school knows the exact amount of people that should be allowed to come into this nation every year? There's no way that somebody knows that.
Only
the free market can decide that. All right, going on here, he says, he doesn't have a problem with those legal aliens coming here to help build this country and make a good life for themselves, but that's not what's happening. The rate of illegals have risen so high that the schools are making taking the Spanish language required. Well, that's why we should get the government out of the education. And the local stores are putting in Mexican sections. Oh, no. You know what? I love it. Walmart, one of the Walmarts we have in the Tampa Bay area here, they have a very large Mexican section in their store. It's one of those super Walmarts, so they got the grocery section. It's great! There's all kinds of products there that I've never seen before in my life. I mean, all like Mexican cookies and Mexican soda pop, and man, it's fun to try new products like that.
It's a benefit.
1-800-259-9231. If you don't like it, don't shop there and tell the management. 1-800-259-9231. That's your free market decision to do that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control and bring up anything you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Chances are you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. We're here for the remainder of the hour. We'll be live for the remainder of the hour. And then you get a third bonus hour, the Time Warp episode from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern
kind
Time.
Kind of potluck. You never know which hour it's going to be.
That's right. Exactly. You never know what you're going to get. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And when your calls come in, we stop down what we're doing, go right to them. So let's go to the phones, to the fun. Mike in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Now, am I to understand that everybody that is co-hosting the show is a libertarian or not?
Mike, actually, we were thinking that you could co-host with us. I believe that that's actually been the case. Yes, I believe that's the case.
In a general sense, I would be considered a big L libertarian, and Manwich, I think you'd probably be a small L
I would consider myself a little L libertarian. I'm more like a Republican that's liberty-minded.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, constitutional or whatever. Liberty.
Constitutional. That's what, yeah. That's where I'm at.
Some people argue that the Constitution has a lot of defects in it, but here in Kentucky we have a clear distinction that's made in the Constitution about creatures of privilege, which I'm, of course, referring to as the organizations that are licensed to exist to do business known as corporations. And when you talk about free market, I presume that you're talking about free enterprise. Is that
sure.
what you're...
Free market means free enterprise, absolutely.
I know where he's going with this one, and okay. I've always been kind of interested in it.
Don't predict. Let's just wait and see where he's going before you predict that.
Well, I think, generally speaking, you know, as a concept, that corporations are only supposed to be allowed to exist as long as they serve the general public good. So if you've got corporations out there that have grown to the point that they are through lobbying and their huge... product, the gross national products, when you're talking about things like the size of Walmart that exceed, you know, the gross product of gross state products or the total gross national product of several countries in the world, they have such a vast amount of control in their capital that they can buy and sell politicians or influence at will.
You're right. That's why we need to make government small.
Well, but then nature abhors a vacuum. So what you've done by reducing the power of government to go after huge corporations is the corporations end up ruling.
My friend, you're missing an important point. You made a good point, and that is, well, the corporations are big and powerful, and so they can control government. And that's absolutely true, and that's what we see happening today, which is why so many people perceive a lot of big corporations as being evil. Well, it's only because they can control government. If government wasn't in the picture, well, first of all, I guess the term corporation would kind of be out the window, because isn't corporation a government thing? Don't you have to apply to become a corporation and all that?
Yeah, and some even argue that the United States did that. I don't know, you know, I haven't been able to actually find concrete proof of it. But, you know, the Business District of London would be the higher authority that any corporations that were chartered.
I don't know about all that, but I do know that that if government was small, if government was constitutional and we had a free market, Michael, and you wanted to go open a business, you wanted to go open Mike's chicken stand or Mike's lemonade stand, you shouldn't have to go down to any courthouses or go down to any governmental bureaucracies and fill out any paperwork. You should just go buy some wood, build a damn lemonade stand, and open for business. You don't have to. You, in a free market, you don't have to get permission from the state to do things. So really, the whole corporation idea is out the window, but the concept of what you're talking about still could exist. You're still the scary concept of a big company, we'll call them a company, a big company abusing people. Well, in a free market, that big company would have no control over government, so therefore no way to force people into buying its products. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean a subsidy. I mean, you've heard of businesses that receive subsidies, right? I'm sure you know of some in Kentucky, right?
Well, there's all sorts of, you know, subsidies, I guess tax breaks or whatever, they hide them under different...
Let's use the most blatant form. Let's use the most blatant form of a subsidy. After 9/11, the airlines got a $1.11 billion bailout or whatever it was. I forget the amount of money, but they got a whole bunch of money from the government. Well, that means that they got a whole bunch of money from us. That means that my tax dollars, I never fly on airplanes. I've been on, like, 4 airplane flights in my whole life. But I got to pay my money, the money that I worked very hard to earn, to all kinds of airline companies that I've never once voluntarily decided to contribute money to. And that's what's wrong with government subsidies, especially when it comes to corporate. That's called corporate welfare, basically. It's a terrible thing. If government is small, that just can't exist. So therefore, those corporations can't get your money without voluntarily persuading you to separate your dollars from you. Am I right about that, Manwich?
It's absolutely true. I want to hear what Mike has to say.
Well, in the you know, another big factor here that a lot of people don't realize, of course, and I've researched this, and a lot of people don't believe it, but, you know, it takes some...
I don't believe it already. What is it?
Okay, well, it does take some time to research and look at the numbers, and there are people that know more, obviously, about it than I do, like commodity stockbrokers and former government accountants that have come out and exposed it is the... And as far as I can tell, it must have been some kind of a plan long ago for the government to be able to control large corporations.
You made this allegation a few weeks ago. You were saying that, or like a month or not a month, but a few weeks back, you said that. Let me see if I understand. The government has huge chunks of investments in these major corporations. Is that correct?
Exactly. So they are like
according to the comprehensive annual financial reports. Is that right?
Well, and that gives you the clues into it, but you have to actually look at those corporations' stockholders, you know, statements or whatever to find out what the shares of these are in quote, institutional funds. But you can look on the Internet, and I've had some people that I know that will say, well, I've tried looking for that, and I can't find it. You know,
well,
and
I'll tell you what, we'll just take your word for it.
They try typing in financial reports or something, and they don't find it. What you have to specifically search for is comprehensive annual financial reports.
I actually have heard of those before, and in fact, I think I've seen one for the county that we happen to live in here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. They do exist, these comprehensive annual financial reports, and whether or not they include what you're alleging, I don't think it even matters, because the point of where we're going is we want to get government small so that these things don't happen at all. Do you see what I'm saying, Michael?
Well, yeah, I think...
We don't want this to even be an issue. We want it to be where if AT&T wants your money, they got to lower their rates to convince you to switch. Otherwise, they're in trouble.
That's a nice
free market.
It's a nice pipe dream, but I think you're ignoring the elephant or the dinosaur or the brontosaurus in the room.
Obviously, we got our work cut out for us, Michael.
No kidding.
Believe me, I'm quite aware of that. That's why I'm moving to New Hampshire.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of these states were originally chartered as corporations, like Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It was a charter granted by the king. And that where was that corporation originally filed for? It was filed in the business district of London. So we may be dealing with, and I think, you know, that they did break from England. You know, the king actually surrendered.
Michael,
so we started over.
Well, we certainly appreciate the input,
right.
and thanks for the call. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. Some interesting points from Michael tonight. We certainly appreciate the call. 800-259-9231, and now you can bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. Change the topic. You're free to do so. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but you're not the only one who's shivering. Slip on your down jacket and hang out a while, because when I come back, I'll tell you how to rescue your car from the cold.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat-of-the-pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
If the dropping mercury has your vehicle frozen and your temper boiling, keep your cool by keeping cold. C-O-L-D. C. Before your morning coffee, check your vehicle. Window frost and ice door locks mean more time getting ready to go, so start early. O. Open frozen doors by heating with a hairdryer or use de-icer on the lock. L. Lights are important, so brush snow from both front and rear lights. D. Defrost the windows and warm the interior. But after you start the engine, back your vehicle out of the garage. Carbon monoxide fumes could really put a chill on your day. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. The phone number is toll free. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and it's so
the topics.
Easy. Priceless. It's so easy to get on the air with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We make it as simple as possible. All you have to do is call in, and our lovely phone screener, Jason, tonight will ask you 4 very simple questions. Number 1, what's your name? You can lie about that if you'd like. Number 2, where do you live? You can lie about that, but we really are honestly interested in where our listeners are at.
If we catch you, though, we're going to tell your mom you're lying.
And then also the third piece of information we need is just 1 word. What do you want to talk about? It can be something of the political nature, something of a personal nature. Maybe there's a problem at work, maybe a little spat between some co-workers, or maybe you not get along with your family during Thanksgiving. Maybe you had a fight break out last night at your Thanksgiving dinner. That's an exciting Thanksgiving dinner. So anything goes, personal stories, whatever. And then the 4th piece of information is how you're listening. We want to know if you're on the internet. We want to know if you're one of those people with a C-band satellite pulling our signal direct from the satellites. Or if you're listening on a terrestrial station or a pirate broadcast. Or we're very curious about that. And that's it. You're on the air. Boom. Anything goes. We could be in the middle of a conversation, and we sure do have topics to discuss tonight. And we could be right in the middle of it. You call, and we go to your call. 1-800-259-9231. The bulletin board system is available for you as well. There's plenty of ways to get interactive with us here. If you're not comfortable on the phone, if the idea of putting your voice out over a worldwide radio broadcast makes you nervous, just shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your emails live on the air. We've had 2 of them so far tonight. Now here's a real short one, the final one for the evening. This one from Faux Mitch. The subject line is Billy the Goof. And I think this is because of our last night show. Last night we had the Thanksgiving night episode, which was time warp episodes for all 3 hours. And so I think one of the hours with Billy was played, and so it got some response via email. He says, without prohibition, Billy wouldn't have NASCAR. Now, I just don't understand that. Do you? Can you make heads or tails of that statement?
Yes, I can, absolutely. Prohibition is what caused, people to start running alcohol. You know, they were running whiskey from Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank, you know what I mean?
Right.
They got collapsible tanks in the back seat, what served for it, and these guys would run from the cops with the huge gas tanks.
Right.
This is sort of where auto racing had its roots. This is where the sort of auto racers, you know, they got, that's where they learned their trade.
Wow, I'm glad you could figure that one out, because I had no idea.
I'm glad I did, too, because you had me there.
That's
for
obscure
a second.
To me.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But so it sounds like he's almost being for prohibition with that statement. I mean, maybe he's just jesting. Maybe he's just jiving a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because really, come on. I mean, before cars, you know, people were racing horse and buggy, and they were racing all kinds of things. Racing,
they'll
I think.
They'll race anything they can get on, though.
Right.
They're racing these little motorized scooters that they're selling now.
So I really don't believe that we needed prohibition
to create racing. I think it would have come along.
That's just a jab at Billy.
I gotcha. Anyway, he goes on to say, and the two Skull and Bones Manchurian candidates would have equaled 4 more years of insanity anyways. Well, I agree with that. I mean, in either way you cut that pie, we're going to have more tyranny in this country in the next 4 years. In fact, I was just reading something today. He didn't really break down the numbers too much, but it was somebody on antiwar.com in an article, like an op-ed. And he made the case and said, well, there's 10,000 troops in Fallujah right now. And they're kind of bogged down there because they try and squash the insurgents in one place. And, of course, they just slip through their fingers and then they show up somewhere else.
I'm sure they squash quite a few in the process.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But nonetheless, the more they squash, the more insurgents they create. Just based on people get angry when you killed their brother. That concept. And so the idea was, the concept of the article was, well, 10,000 troops are over there in Fallujah, and now there's a big fight breaking out over in Mosul, which apparently is 5 times the size of Fallujah.
Ugh.
And so we're getting bogged down even more. And he made another case saying that they're going to go back to the draft because we just don't have the recruitment, and it's a very frightening idea for this country. Of course, as more information comes out, we'll bring it to you here. Because really, that's kind of one of the things we stay on top of on this show.
I'll tell you, for the draft is the single most horrifying thing that that existed for whites in America in our history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of worse things have existed for other ethnicities in our history, and you know, they're nothing to be proud of. But for whites getting drafted to the military, it's indentured servitude.
Yes, it is.
Jail.
And
you,
you know,
can't leave.
One of the things we brought up earlier and we hadn't got to yet, and I think it ties in very well, is if the draft were to come back in this country, hopefully Americans wouldn't take it laying down like they've taken every other, or bent over rather, every other one of these abolitions of our freedoms. Our freedoms have been just ripped away from us, piece by piece. It's been a slow, plodding, methodical process, sped up a little bit September 11, 2001. Yes, it did speed up with the Patriot Act and some other things like that, but we pretty much just bend right over and, hey, go ahead, TSA, you can search my my cavities if you need to. Well, I'll just let you search whatever. It makes me feel secure. And in fact, we'll get to the TSA's new upgrades here in a little bit. But I think that what we need to do is something like what these people in the Ukraine have been doing, where thousands of supporters of the opposition leader over there, Viktor Yushchenko, blockaded official buildings in the Ukrainian capital earlier on Friday. I guess it was Friday last week, excuse me, and a direct challenge to the Moscow-backed government's control of the country. What happened here last week was they had an election, and I don't know anything about Ukrainian politics. Nothing. I don't purport to. I'm not going to pretend like I do. If you're in the Ukraine and you could call us somehow, the number in America is 1-800-259-9231. We'd love to hear about it. But the breakdown that I've read in the press is one of the guys was pro-West, whatever that means. And then the other guy was more like an old-school Russian guy, I guess. And the old-school Russian guy won. It was really close, though. Something like one of those 50.1% to 49.9% kind of things.
A 2000 kind of election.
Exactly. But in this particular case, these people are pissed, and they're doing something about it. The guy who was the guy who lost, the opposition leader, Viktor Yushchenko, actually, immediately after the election was done, declared himself president. He said, this election was a sham. I'm your new president. And now his supporters are literally out in the streets over this. They barred the entry to main offices of the government, parliament, and presidency, sealing off approach roads to traffic by blocking them with buses. They turned away employees trying to enter the buildings, telling them there's a strike on. Outside of the president's offices, crowds sang Ukrainian folk songs, waved banners in Yushchenko's orange campaign colors, and rhythmically chanted his name. They did not try to cross the lines of special forces
around
the
building. That's a good idea. Never cross the lines of special forces.
I saw a really amazing photograph in regards to this particular situation in the Ukraine yesterday. It was of a woman. It was kind of like a police barricade. Just these police in total riot gear outfits, like stainless steel uniforms, literally looking like the state. I mean, the armed power of the state in all its totality, basically, lined up blockading these protesters. And this woman was reaching over and put a like basically put a rose, just kind of threaded it into this guy's shield. It's just such a beautiful photograph. It really was. 1-800-259-9231. You can change the topic. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Take control. It's your show. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Novio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Novio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Novio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Are you tired of the same old politics? Are you concerned that your vote no longer makes a difference? Are your taxes increasing faster than your paycheck does? Do you feel that you're the best judge of what's right for you, your family, business, lifestyle, and health? The Free State Project is looking for people to help set the example. We're all moving to state, New Hampshire, which has no income tax, no sales tax, and one of the most robust economies in the United States. And 20,000 Free State Project members are going to make it even better. Free State Project members are working to bring about smaller government, limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping citizens free, free to donate to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. Join the Free State Project and you can have liberty in your lifetime. We already have thousands of members and are growing every day. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
What's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The call's rolling in here. We're going right to them. It's your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Menwich.
Let's go to Jim in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Jim?
Yes. You know, there's two ways to look at things. You can look at an individual thing that they're doing to us that you don't like,
mm-hmm.
and you can gripe about it and analyze it. Or you can look for the pattern, the underlying pattern that causes it.
Okay.
Okay, now, on the draft, I've been running here, so...
That's all right, man.
On the draft and just about everything they've been doing to us, you can pin under one thing. We are a resource.
Absolutely.
And a resource is a thing. We are not we the people. We are we the resources.
That's an issue of the size of the government.
Now, when this happened, I was in upstate New York delivering a load. I used to truck.
When what happened? 9/11?
When they converted us to a resource.
Oh, okay.
I was in upstate New York, and I was looking for a restroom. The guy said, down the hall, you'll see a sign. So I'm watching these signs on these doors, beautifully painted, you know, each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one with a piece of cardboard and a string with a thumbtack holding it. In other words, a quick fix.
Okay.
I looked at it, and it said Department of Human Resources. Red flags. So I started asking every place I went. Oh, by the way, I picked that sign up, and sure enough, it said personnel under it. That corporation had converted. Now, I checked every place I dropped, every place I picked up, and asked them all the same question. You have a personnel department, and they all said the same thing. Not anymore. We used to have. We now have a Department of Human Resources. Then I saw that the state employment offices were changing their signs. So I figured, well, if it affects the government, there must be a law for it. So I went and looked for a law. Could not find one.
Okay.
And I defy anybody to find a law that converted us from a person to a resource.
So what about it?
Okay. I checked three countries, the English-speaking, Australia, England, Canada, and ours. And every corporation I found in all four of those countries had also converted. So somebody in this government has enough power that without making a law, they can convert us from a person to a thing.
Don't you think it could just be the style of language, the way people...
Just more politically correct?
Just
look it up in Black's Law.
Well, you know what? I refuse it. So they haven't converted me. I refuse to be a resource for anybody. I'm myself, sovereign individual. So there.
Call
the
Army and see if they've got a personnel department anymore. They don't. Call any corporation. Now, the smaller corporations haven't changed over.
Okay.
The big corporations. And they have done it worldwide. I'm assuming. I know.
What does this mean, though? What does this mean for the future of humanity?
What it means is this. We are their money. Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Because
it's a commodity.
We have a fiat money system, which is not really money.
That is true. You're right about that.
Something has to be the money.
Uh-huh.
And the money that we use on the street is created when you make a loan. You borrow a car, you sign the note.
And sort of. I mean, the money is really created by, the dollars are created by the mint, which, of course, as you put it, are fiat, and they're not backed by anything. There's no gold, there's no silver there.
The only dollars created by the mint are what we carry in our pocket.
Right.
And I've heard different figures, around $2.5 billion in that, and that's all.
Yeah.
But on the books, you have electronic digits.
True.
That are money.
That's right.
And that stuff is created by the borrower because the banker has authority to create the money, but only when some borrower signs a note, thereby pledging his future labor.
Okay, I agree with you. You're absolutely right. I hesitate to go on into financial topics because it's not a financial show. People get confused by this, Jim. That's all I'm saying.
We're out of the financial bit. Now we're back to the resource bit.
Okay.
So if you are their money, you are in turn their resource.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do whatever they want to with you.
I refuse it.
And if they want a draft, they can have it.
I refuse.
And if they want to put you in jail, they can put you in jail.
It's unconstitutional, though. And
sure
we, the people, do run this country. And if we say no, it's going to be no.
But we're out of the Constitution. And
well,
we have been since
that.
The 30s.
Well, I've
been out of it before that, actually.
It's still my
Constitution.
When you
and
took
I
a
still
license,
got a shotgun.
When you took a license, you went to work for the corporation. And
which
you do it by the corporate rules.
Which license are you referring to?
Any license.
Oh, like a driver's license?
Yeah.
I rescind it. I rescind that license then. How about
you
that?
You agreed to convert your right to drive to a privilege to drive.
Yes, you're right.
You're right about that.
Right under the Constitution, privilege under the corporation.
Well, I would have to say that I have the right to drive on my own property, which is relatively small, and it's not really built for cars, except for parking them. And I would have the privilege of driving on, you know, state property, that kind of thing.
Here's my question for you, Jim. Where are we going with all this? What's going to happen?
Well,
how are we going to change it?
We don't have any way to change it except for one, and it won't happen. Because you've got to have a way to change it where there's no recourse for them. There's no way they can hang you,
what
right?
Is that one? What is that one way that won't ever happen?
If every talk show host would look up and find the big corporations that are giving the most money to the senators and then pass that around.
Yeah, but most people don't want to listen to talk radio, dude.
Everybody listening to talk radio would then boycott those certain products. There's no way they could hang anybody because they can't hang the whole thing.
Right. Well, then they might just tax you to give those businesses subsidies. Jim, we got to run, but hopefully you'll call us again. Good points. We certainly appreciate the call.
Paying the senators.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800, we're going to move on. 1-800-259-9231. I couldn't really disagree with too much that he said there. Let's go to Paul in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello there. What I wanted to do was make a comment about the draft.
Yes, sir.
And you were, I think, speaking a few nights ago, and you mentioned Senator Rangel. Is that the man that was bringing up the new draft bill?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
And you said that you said something about his reasoning, and I forget what you said now,
It was totally nutty. Hang on, Paul. Hang on. We got to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back, though. 1-800-259-9231. Like magic. We bring you back for the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. If you want to sneak in a comment here in the remaining moments of the show, this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control of the final moments of the program here. We're live all the way until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. However, the 9 to 10 o'clock hour, you'll still hear Free Talk Live, but it will be a time warp hour, so keep that in mind. Let's go right back to the phones, back to the fun. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Manwich.
And we have Paul on the line from Tennessee, listening on our favorite radio affiliate, WBCR. Actually, the only radio affiliate we have right now. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live. Where were you going before we had to rudely interrupt you for that break?
That's okay. I was talking about Senator Rangel or Representative Rangel. I don't know which he is.
I believe he's a representative.
Okay. And you were stating he was bringing back the draft, and then you stated his reasoning, which made no sense, of course.
Oh, it was totally nuts.
Could you restate his reasoning?
Reasoning was this. He said that he was bringing back the draft because he wanted to get rid of it forever. And the way that he was going to do that was by bringing back the draft with some changes to where it would make it very difficult for the rich and the privileged to get out of the draft. In his mind, the reasoning was, well, if the rich and privileged have to have their kids join the military, then enough of a stink will be raised to abolish the draft forever. Total insanity, of course.
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Not really. Not that much sense. Now, see, I followed the draft because I used to be a draft counselor in the 60s.
Okay.
Okay.
And I haven't paid much attention to it, but I have been paying a little attention to it lately.
Great.
And what I thought the man said was that if we brought back the draft and made the rich eligible, that the leaders of the country would be less likely to enter into a war. Which does make sense.
Okay, basically the same. I don't necessarily agree that that would be the case, but that's kind of the same thing as what I said. Kind of. Maybe I just wasn't remembering it correctly. Thank you for the correction. Paul, I'm afraid we got to run our show. Our time is almost out, but call us again sometime. We appreciate it.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to Barry in Arizona. Sneak him under the radar here. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Almost out of time?
Yeah, make it quick. You got about a minute or less.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll call back sometime, but I just want to tell you that the previous caller that was talking about the monetary system, how we've all been pledged, the chattel property and all that, he's almost on the mark, and sometime I'd like to call you back and give you all the details on the next one.
Well, I don't know how many details we can handle. Remember, monetary system is something that's tough for people to get their minds around, but if you can make it very simple, Barry, that wouldn't be a problem. So
okay.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. 1-800-259-9231. I always just get kind of antsy when somebody wants to talk about money. Do you understand how I feel, Manwich?
I do, and the thing is I can imagine if we even got Alan Greenspan on here, that there would be a level of confusion around it. Like, some people would agree, some people wouldn't disagree. What about Jekyll Island? You know, there would be that whole thing.
Right. We could do, and there are whole shows out there about money, and they do it the right way, and we just, you know, we can touch on it from time to time. I'm okay with that. I mean, it is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, but if it's too damn confusing.
I read The Economist every week.
Yeah.
But still.
I mean, obviously, just based on the email that we got earlier, we can tell that people don't understand economics. And if you're going to bring up real high-end topics like that, you really got to make it understandable. So just keep that in mind for when you call about that sort of thing. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be back tomorrow night for the Saturday night edition, live from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, you can always continue the interaction off the air on our website at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great evening.
U.S. Gold.